Yeah, good to talk. We're holding towards the end of Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph. Sif Tez Vav. And Yet Hashem tonight, Kalinad, we will finish the Siman. Beautiful Siman. It's pretty easy. Sif Tez Vav has a little cheshmin. Let's see. Let's start. Zakta Machabe. Yesh Oimrim. Deloy Amrin in Gud or Agud. You don't say Gud or Agud. Elo Benesinis Dome Miyad. Only if the Teveya, when he's asking for good or good, he's prepared to pay right away. That's the deal. Either I buy for this price now, or you buy it for this price now. Avalim ama good. I don't have money readily available, but we'll make the deal like this. Let's go into the deal that will make a good or good, that whoever's the victor of this good or good has 30 days to pay. So he says, good, if you win, I'll allow you 30 days to pay. Or if I win, you give me 30 days to pay. So it's an even balanced deal, right? I'm allowing you 30 days and you allow me 30 days. So look, this should work. Zakta Makaba, no, it does not work. Ain't shaman like, we do not listen to him. Why?
Why can't you wait till it comes up the
money? Ani sure, it's not a fair deal because my credit's better than your credits. I know that you don't mind waiting for me 30 days, but I do mind waiting for you 30 days.
If they agree,
that's fine. But if he doesn't like this deal, he has a right to protest to stop this type of a good or ugly. An economy. And what does the Tevei have to do today? Tak has to wait till he has the money to be able to pull off such a good or ugly. An economy.
But this is the deal, the whole deal's not going through to 30 days. The deal goes through, but we just pay in 30 days.
I want to do a good or ugly now.
But if they say,
oh, we're going to get there. Well, you know, let's take this apart, okay? Yeah. Oh, we're going to discuss that. Let's discuss that also. First, let's understand what is the Mechaber talking about. The Mechaber is talking about Kepshutai, is we want the breakup to happen now, the chalois of the good or agud should happen today, immediately. It means as we walk out of this bezdin, whoever's the victor of the good or agud will now have the keys to the shutvis. He'll have the shutas as of today. Just payment will be due in 30 days. And then Nevuch, the other guy, is going to have to try to collect the payment. So the guy says, you know, I'm not interested in collecting the payment from you. Yishver Baldova, I know that you don't mind collecting from me, but I do mind collecting from you, because I know that, you know, you can drain me a cup. Who knows if ever will see the money. So I have a right to object to such an arrangement, to such a good organ. That's what the Mechaber is talking about. But it's talking about, specifically, I wonder just, is that we made a kinyan. We're going to make, the Tevei said, we'll make a kinyan, a chalois on the good or good right now. Means whatever it is, we'll make a binding with a kinyan. And it has to be like that, because without a kinyan, then without any terutzim, we already had, if you recall, a yad ramah, which God the Sma brings down here, the Torah brings it down, is that without a kinyan, you always could be chayz from good to agud, agud or good. So if I'm going to say good or agud, and there is no kinyan, there's no chalois, then, Shkayek, you'll be chayzer, I'll be chayzer. You told me, yes, I should win. And when I come with the money, you say, no, that you change your mind. You want to win. You could always go back and forth. Teretz is what the deal we're going into is right now. We're making a kinin chalois right now that the good agud should be chal. Just payment will be due in 30 days. That is the, and avo pikein, that doesn't work because I don't trust you. I don't want to be busy trying to collect money from you. Now. No, because no, it's this Yeshem doesn't mean that there's a machlekes. Yeshem just means, the Machaber does that often, is that when he finds a shita mechudeshes, even if no one argues on it, he refers to it as a Yeshemrim. That means there are those who say it. He can't tell you for certain that it's muskim bakol because no one else discusses such a situation. But you should know there's a feran as a Yeshem, but if that means it's la halacha like that. They did not. He found it in the Rishonim. Right, correct, that's fine. Now, what would be, let's take it to the next level. What would be if we'll make the whole good or good predicated on payment? You're worried that I'm not going to come through with the money. You're worried that you're going to have a hard time collecting from me. No problem. So we'll do it like this. We'll make a good or good with a tnai, that if I come through in 30 days, it will be mine. And in a chanami, if I take it, don't come through in 30 days, it will be yours. You're right. Ma'akshav alakalam. Ma'akshav now, the kinyan will be now. B'tnai that whoever is the victor of the Ge'agid ends up paying within 30 days. If should he not come through with the payment, then he'll automatically lose and the other guy will win. We could do, and like this. So
he's not secure. Let's say he has a store.
Right.
So in the 30 days, the guy sells everything off the shelves and he's okay. Yeah.
Good. And Konami, good. And that means he's not secure because the guy's walking away with the store right now. Right. He's going to be gakta tzaris. Right. And let's say we'll put the store at bay. We'll keep it. But Tari Shutfis, you could still be mafekek, but then you don't want to manage someone else's store. And on the side that I win, you don't have to put in the effort to manage my store. Here. Okay, fine. But I'll tell you another reason why this won't work. Fundamentally, it's because you're talking about a case store would be by a piece of land, even you have to develop it in the meantime. Whatever it is. I'll give you another reason. Is because the Nitva really doesn't want to buy the property for this price. Right? Tavei is saying good or good. The Nitva really wants the Tavei to have it. And he wants to have the money. He doesn't want to pay that high price. That's what he's telling him. But he said, I don't want to wait for you for payment. I'm afraid you're going to stiff me. So by making it a Tanai doesn't really help so much. And I'll explain why. It's because, sure, I'm covered that I won't have to run after you to collect the money. But you're still not reliable for payment. So what's going to happen? After 30 days from now, you're going to end up defaulting, and then I'm going to have to buy it for this price. I don't want it for this price. I mean, you're asking us such a high price, you're putting me over the barrel, and I don't trust you. I know you're a Dracop. You're not going to come with the money. So I don't want to go through this deal. What, we're full apart? So you mean just stamp full apart? If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So stop, you're wasting my time. You're coming to a good argument, and that might work, but it might not work. So why... We have to go. At my time, I don't want to deal with you in the meantime. I don't want to have...
I don't want to sell Bechlau. You want to buy it? If it comes through, it's
yeah, but why do I have to be meshuvah to this process if it's not a certain process? It's not going to bring closure because you might default. I believe you will default.
So, yeah. Does he have to do Ogin now?
No, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't have to. This will be Kailal. Even if you make it Tnai in the payment, the good Ogin is predicated on payment, you still will not be Meshubah to such a good Ogin. I don't have to wait for you. And the Lashon of Makaba, Ani Noek L'Kavata Kosher, just means that even if we're both Kosher, even though we're both Gavri Alimi, it just means that you don't mind waiting for me, but still I mind waiting for you. I don't want to deal with you in such a situation. And Hu Adin, the Eilam was asking such a question, Hu Adin, if you'll make a good agud, that the whole good agud should be chal achalam. That is, you can make a kinyan that would be binding. Most kinyanim are called the kinyanim, but let's we'll give a kinyan kesa, kinyan shtar. We'll make it a kinyan that will be chal achalam, and we'll say, okay, that's when the good agud will be chal. I think in that case, I would suggest at least, in that case, b'chalal is never a good agud, even without this svara. Bechal, there's no such good agud. You can't have a good agud. We don't find, at least. We don't find a good agud that's going to be chal at a later date. You want a good agud? So do it now. You want to bring closure? So do it now. But to do good agud that should be chal at a later date, we need a raifa. There might be much more so the shachin, tzivkat, and tezvav, leitulam, and mishpitz, hagon, the shach. Okay, I don't want to get into it, but it's not clear that whole lumdis altogether. If there's such a thing that could have a delayed good agud. Do a chalukah now. What do you mean delayed? I'll do a chalukah in a month from now. So wait for the month. And then when you're ready to do chalukah, talk to me. Don't talk to me now. When you're ready to do it, we'll do it. All right, let's flesh this out. We'll get a better handle on this. The Mechaber says the lumdus is because I don't want to rely on you. I don't want to wait for you. I don't have to kasher me, and I don't have to be busy collecting money from you. Lemay says the Yad Ramah says inside, rather the Yad Ramah says a different reason. The Torah is miramis to it very bikitzah, but if you look in the Yad Ramah, in Ois Kufayin Gimel, and Daflam Mechesam Abeis, in the Torah, in the Dafi of the Yad Ramah, he says a different reason. He says this concept that we give zman, we find in Chazal, you give zman for a nitva. A nitva loses a case, he needs time to pay, so we give him lamed yoyim, that's dam zman bezdin. But that Tveya should be able to have a zman, that he should be able to get lamed yoyim, we don't find such a thing. The zman was never given for Tveya. If you're not ready, so don't be Tveya now. Come back when you are ready to be Tveya. For Nitva, we find a zman peroin. For a Tvei, we don't find zman peroin. He has different svaras why that's the case. He says that Nitva has a hefsid, a Tvei doesn't. He has different reasons, like three different reasons there, why we do not give a zman for a Tvei. Memela loyte yad ramah, in this case, if the Tvei is for such a good agud, there is no such good agud even without the svara of atakosha memen. It's no good agud because there is no such a tviya that I'll pay you in lamed yoyim. There is no such thing. You don't have a schus for zman of lamadayim for a delayed payment. So memela bechlal, there's no good agit. And the nafki mean is, now we don't pass on the adrama, because from the machaber we seem that we only pass on the reason why it's a no good agit is because of the svara. Memela zokt aruch hashulchan, and nafki mina would be, is what happens if the nitva we see is a dreikop. The nitva comes with this excuse, the time told him that he should say this line, that atakosha memena, but we know that the nitva doesn't mind, he has lent this line to the other guy before, he trusts him, he has no problem, he's not worried about the teveya coming through with payment. That's his upstanding individual, he has good credit. When he's not worried about that, but he's just using this as an excuse to delay the good agud. So that the bezel will force him to do good agud now. The only reason why you don't have good agud is because you have this taina takashim imeni. But if you don't really have such a taina, then you have to do good agud now. That's what it comes out. Like the Adramataka, you wouldn't have good agud. But we don't pass on that. We pass on the only reason why you don't have good agud is because it's a sort of atakashim imeni. Memelo, if we'll see, if Bezin sees that that's not the case, then Enochanami will force him to do a good agud. Sorry?
Who puts money in escrow?
Who? The Teveah. If the Teveah puts money in escrow, Enochanami, so what's the problem? Well, what, then he's not asking for Lama Jaim. He's not asking for Lama Jaim.
He's asking, no, it's an escrow, but it's not going to be Chal. I'm not going to be releasing the money from
him. What does he get from that? What is he doing that for?
No,
that means he's not holding by doing good agud. Doing good agud is not, then you're going to do your due diligence and get your inspector's report. Good agud means that you're ready to buy now. If you're not ready to buy, then there's no good agud. So,
did you say there's no such thing as man by a tree? So if the tree says good agud, and the nitra says fine, I'll buy it, but give me 30 days to pay.
Oh, very good. So that we're going to get to a Yadrama right now. The Sma brings down, which is a tour, who quotes the Yadrama and said that if the Nitva is Mevakesh Zman, then it will work. Let's see the Sma inside.
Say, it's the same thing.
What do you mean?
I don't trust you. He does trust
the Teveya.
Right. The Teveya can say, don't trust me, but you can't force me to enter into a good or ugid right now, by surprise, give me 30 days. If you don't want to wait to today's Beseda, so take the good agud off the table and start again in 30 days from now. But you got to allow me as man 30 days to come up with money. You can't surprise me like that. And that's the Yadrama. Let's see the Sman Sivkon.
But the Tevei cannot request 30 days? Because
it's the Nitva. Tevei cannot request. The Nitva could request 30 days. That's what he's saying. No, I'm saying even in a normal case. Why haven't the Tevei, yes, a regular good agud, doesn't offer anything. A regular good agud, I want good agud now, and then the Nitva says, Beseda, but I need 30 days to come up with the money. I'll buy it from you, good, Beseda, I'm going to take it from you for the price that you asked, I'll take it, but give me 30 days to come up with the money. Does he have that right? And that's the Sma's going to say, he has that right. Let's see the Sma. So, Kot Mem Malif. Dimanitva mevakesh zman, if the nitva is mevakesh zman, noisunla, you give him this man at 30 days, afa pisha tevei roitzalita mois miyad, even the tevei is prepared to pay right away, but you have to allow the nitva this man. That is, avalma tevei mevakesh zman, but tevei asks for this man, e noisunla, you don't give him at all, v'lo mechaiven a nitva lo mechaz edna ima bedin good agad. You don't force a nitva to deal with such a Tevei if the Tevei is not having a proper good agad. The Tevei asks for Zman, he's not zoichet to have such a thing. The Nitva has a right for Zman, but not the Tevei. Now, Zokto Rad Yadrama, v'nafkamina, what is the nafkamina with this, that when the Tevei asks for Zman, let's say the case of the Makaba, that the Tevei asks for a delayed payment, a 30-day payment, and we tell the Tevei, your Tviya of good agad is not a proper Tviya. What's the chilek? So he's going to come back in 30 days from now and tana good agad when he has the money. So what do we fadin? We told him you can't do such a good agad. So the Yadrama is bothered by it, so what's the nafgamina? So he'll do it in 30 days. So what do we gain by telling him that he can't do it? Oh, very good. I'm going to see. Very good. That's one of, he gets three nafgaminas. That's one of his nafgaminas. Dr. Sma, the nafgamino, first nafgamina is Duma, Dahoki, Vahoki, Isrami, Leila, Nitva, Zuzi, Lamegadbe. Maybe the Nitva will come up with money in the meantime. Had the Tevei had a right to force a good or agud now and make a kinyan now, that's chal, that the Tevei will win the property now, win the Dava Meshutif now, and just have 30 days to pay. So if the Nitva comes up with money tomorrow, it's too late. But now that we tell the Tevei, go home, you're not asking properly, there's no such good or agud. So now if the Nitva comes up with money in the meantime, he'll be able to compete, he'll be able to buy it himself. Inami, Duma Yishkach Mandezovin, lechelko minei b'dmei yisera. Another nafkamina is even if the nitva can't come up with money himself, but maybe he'll find somebody who's willing to assume his position. Right? The nitva has the right to sell off his chelik. So if you force me to do a good agud today and I already sold it to you, just with the, you're going to pay me in 30 days, it's too late. It's not my chelik anymore. It's now yours. I sold it to you already. But if you tell me I could say your good agud is not a good agud and come back when you're ready, and in the meantime I could find a buyer, I'll call a broker, I'll market my property, my chelik in the shutvis, maybe I'll find somebody who's willing to offer more than what you're willing to offer. Also good. And Ekonami, Maskim. I'm not, why is that more budget than this? I don't know, but fine, okay, good. You're giving another example how he can make more money on the deal. Only thing is, if it just dumb goes, right. Right, okay. And Inami is your chilek, l'chimaisi tevei zuzi. Then if the tevei ist, when he brings the money, and now he says, good organ, yom nitva tnu li zimna, if the nitva then requests for this man, the terak na kazuzi, avinin le zman ma'ashtra, v'lo mitvi kamaisa, then you give him a second zman of 30 days. Right, that's, the nitva always has the right for 30 days. So if you tell me your tfi is a good tfi today, so then the nitva wants his man, the clock starts ticking today. But if you tell me that your tfi is nishken tfi, because there is no such tfi for good augur with a delayed payment, so then we send you home, and then when you come back in 30 days, oh, now you're tying good augur, but said, now you need 30 days to come up with the money. So now I could tie him.
What is
here
30 days?
That's chazal. Zman bez and stam zman bez and islam ajayim. And we use it very often. For most things, we allow the nitva 30 days to pay. That's not this halakha. Some of them have to be 30 days also, but that's not this halakha. This halakha is for Bezdin. When you give a psak, you have to allow the guy to come up with 30 days, because otherwise if he has to fire sale his properties, he'll have hefseidim, whatever the svaras are, to prevent that, we have to give him ample time. If he needs it, we have to give him ample time to pay up. All right. So, Bekitza, there are three nafkaminis here, but the bottom line is, the Yad Ramah says that if a guy, or the Mechaber that it says, if a guy asks for his man, we throw him out. There is no such good or agud. And Arkadekakta, when he comes back in 30 days from now, then we give the Nitva a second zman of 30 days, if should the Nitva need. The Nitva always has the right to ask for 30 days, except, but the Tevei does not. All right. That is the zman. Now, there is...
The second thing that he said, that maybe,
L'chel kol minei. He'll find his own chelik. No, it's not kedei chelik. He'll find someone to assume his position.
Not to buy his chelik.
Right, well, to assume his means to buy out his chelik of the shutif. So now, who be the shutif with his friend instead of himself? He'll have someone assuming his position. And with that guy knows how to compete. That guy then tried to go on that guy will be able to bid well. I mean, so he'll be able to get more money and he'll deal with the situation. That is the Yad Ramah. Now, what you see in the Yad Ramah is that you could taina good or all good, so that the nitva could taina that he needs his man of Lamed Yoy. There happens to be the next sif in the Torah quotes a Yad Ramah that's Mefurish L'Chari Faket. And that's what everyone jumps on, and there's many terutzim, that the Yad Ramah then is mashmanak. What was the case of Yad Ramah? I'll just say over the words. He says like this, Hani mili, shenoysen zman lenitva. The only time you give a zman for a nitva of lamed yoyim is kishmetchila ke oyme ogud, v'havul zman. When lechatchila he asked for the zman, so then we give him the zman. Aval, lo'yame metchila ogud, if at the beginning he didn't ask for zman, but rather the Tevei Boila Megat, the Tevei is going to win and take it. And then now the Tevei asks for Zman. So it means the Tevei asks for good or agud. The Nitva said, you know what, you take it. And then the Tevei then realized, oh, now he's caught red-handed. Now I should buy. I don't have money. What am I going to do? We're going to get it. So he says, okay, give me 30 days. The Bezin throws him out on his face. 30 days. No such 30 days. You don't get 30 days. He throws the Tevei out of the room and it's bottled the good organ. Then the Tevei comes back 30 days from now and says, okay, I'm ready for good organ. I have the money. And now the Nitva says, okay, but now I want Zman. So the Yad Ramah, no, now we don't give you Zman. Why? He says, because it's clear that you're just playing a game. 30 days ago, when the Tevei came to you, so good or good, you told the Tevei good. You told the Tevei to take it. You weren't interested in buying it yourself. And now you're coming along, and now when the Teve is ready to buy it, now you say, okay, I want to buy, but I want 30 days. It's too late. It's showing that you're really a Dreykop, and you really don't need it. V'loy avdinan takanta l'ramai. That's the Lashon Yad Ramah. We do not make a takana for a ramai. We don't give this takana of Olam HaDiyoyim for a ramai.
Maybe the situation changed. Before he talked, he had no money, then he got a deal on something. He had something else, and now he's a supplier.
You're right. So in a Hanami, you could say such a straw, but if you... I would believe, I haven't seen this in Brin, I would suggest at least, that if you could prove that your financial situation significantly changed, why you should now be interested in it, then I could hear, but it can't be too good because what you need 30 days for? I mean, you won the lottery, but to the lottery payout's going to mean 30 days. Whatever it is. If you could show what something significantly changed, perhaps we'd be moider. But minastam, the Yad Ramah says that ishtemutikam ishtamet, and you no longer have the right to ask for 30 days. So now the kasha is, so what did you do with the first Yad Ramah, who says that the nitzah has the right for 30 days, and has the right for 30 days even from the second time the Teveh is asking for a good agud. And this kasha is a million-dollar kasha, bach gives to the root, minataz, and a shach, and a nesivis, in a prisha, and like Mamish, everyone has their own terrors to this problem. Baruch Hashem, we have a Yad Ramah, so we have an advantage that they don't have, and it's Mufush in the Yad Ramah, what he was saying. But I'm going to just say over the prisha's terrors, which is like the Yad Ramah, prisha and the Nesivis type of a terrors. And that is, it's Cholok, what the two cases. The first case is talking about where the Teveh asked the Nitva good or agud, and the Nitva says, sure, I want good agud. I want good agud. Yes, the Nitva says, I want good agud, but I need 30 days to pay. When the Teveh hears that the Nitva wants to drake up and wait for 30 days, the Teveh says, the deal's off. I'm not just such a good agud. I should wait for you and try to collect from you. Forget it. Good agud's off. And 30 days from now, then the Teveh comes back again and says, okay, now, you know, you had ample time to pay, so now to raise the money, now I'm ready for a good agud. So the Nitva says, okay, but now I need 30 days to pay. So to Yad Ramah, you have a right to ask for a second zman. Once the first zman was bottled, the first zman is over, so now you have a right to ask for a second zman. You have, every time, whenever the good agud starts, you have a right to ask for 30 days. And you don't have a right, Emma Jacob, because the first time around, I also asked for agud. I also wanted to buy it. Just you backed out, you didn't let me. Fine, now that you want to do good agud, now I'm ready to buy it, give me my 30 days that I'm entitled to. So I always have that right. The second Ramah is talking about where the Teveh asked for good agud, and the Nitva declined. The Nitva says, you're right, you keep it, you buy it. And then the Teveh backed out because the Teveh didn't have the money. And then later when he got the money, he's asking for good agud. The Yad Ramah says, now the Nitva can't ask for his man, because we know that the Nitva wasn't really interested in buying it. We saw from the first time. A month ago we saw he wasn't interested in buying it, and presuming that nothing changed, so then you have no right to ask for a zman right now. We see that you're just being ishtumutika meshtabit. So lavdin and takanta l'ramai. I say zakta prisha. The Sivis says slightly different. The Sivis says that the first case that says that you have a right to ask for a second zman is where the Teveya came to ask for a good agud and l'chatchila spilled the beans that he wants to do a good agud with Hamtonis Mois of Lamed Yom, like the case of the Machaba. He came with the Bez and said, okay, let's do a good agud, but payments in 30 days. So we don't care what the Nitzvah responds. We just throw the Teveya out. There's no such Teveya. There is no such Teveya of good agud with a delayed payment. So this whole good agud is bottled. Then when the Teveya comes in 30 days from now and asks for a good agud, and now the Nitzvah says, okay, I'm ready, but I want Zman. I need the Zman to come up with the money. I need 30 days. Fine, because in tight. Now you have the Zman. Because the same thing. We don't have a right ishtamutiko mishtamit. He didn't even have to answer to the first Tviya, the first time around. Because the first Tviya was fundamentally flawed. It wasn't good. It was a bad good agud because he's asking for a delayed payment. There is no such good agud. Memela, the Nitra didn't have to respond. Now when you're coming 30 days later, now the Nitra is responding. Now he has a right to ask for 30 days. But when the Teveh made a proper good agud tviya, and the Nitva declined to take it, then when the Teveh comes back in 30 days, now it's too late. Now you can't ask for another good agud because it's tremutika meshtamet. We know that you're not really interested in it. Bekitzo, when did the Yad Ramah say that you cannot have a second zman is when you were asked the first time properly and you declined. And now it's too late. Now you can't come back and say, okay, now I need a zman. It's too late because now we know that you're not really interested. You'd rather have the today have the thing, and I just bring a shtemutik amishtamit. And that's mufush in the Yad Ramah. That's basically the Taz and the Shach and the Bach in Israel says doesn't go like this, but I'm just giving you the maskana to cut the chase, making it easier, and that's how the Yad Ramah says it. Now, even though the Mechaber does not bring down this halacha, and the Smaz Matmiya, why didn't Mechaber bring down this halacha? The two brought down many halachas from the Yad Ramah here, and the Mechaber just left them out, and on all of them, the Smaz being Matmiya. Why did Tur and, why did the Mechaber and the Ramah leave it out? But nevertheless, that's the halacha, because all the Gedei Alapais can bring it down. Smaz, Shach, Taz, I mean, they all, from the Zivis, all the Akrainim, they all bring it down. This halacha, we don't have a right from the Mechaber Fakert, so we go with the Yad Ramah. All the Gedalia Pais can brought down. So the Nitva, just a Chazar Sashir, the Tevea doesn't have a right to ask for his man, because the Nitva could always say Atakashim and many, but the Nitva always has a right to ask for this man, unless Ishtemutika Mishtamet. It means unless the first time around he didn't ask for it, and now he's asking for it, so we see that he's really not interested, and he's being Mishtamet. The Yad Ramah, however, on a slightly different note, says, what happens if Tevea comes to the Bezdin and says, okay, I want good agud, and the Nitva tells the Tevea, show me the cash. When you show me that you're ready to do a good agud, then I'm going to deal with you. Until then, I don't want to talk to you. Bring me the money to Bezdin. Bring me a bank's check. Bring me something to show me that you're serious. So at the Yad Ramah, there's no such taina. The Tevea doesn't have to bring the money to the Bezdin. As long as he comes with the taina, we could assume that he doesn't come through. If he wins, he'll bring the money right afterwards to the Bezdin. The next day, I don't know, Miad, who'll bring the money. But he doesn't have to actually walk to the Bezdin, come to the Bezdin with money. If you recall, we once discussed that if you want to test the Tevea, this is the Eitzah to challenge the Tevea. What you do is you tell the Tevea, good, you take it, and then we'll see if the Tevea could come through with the money or not. And if we see then that the Tevea could, the Nitva could say, okay, I changed my mind, I want to buy it myself. Because as long as you don't have a kinyan, you always have a right to change your mind. He just has to make sure to be chayzer before they make a chalois kinyan. Before they make it, okay, bring the money. And then when he brings the money to Bezdin, he's about to buy it. Then the Nevi says, you know, okay, now I see you're serious. Now I want to buy it myself. And he could do that. We discussed. You always have a right to be chayzer back and forth. The only downside of this trick, we'll call it, is then, according to Yad Ramah, you lose your chance to ask for 30 days. Because once you told the Tevea good, then if you're going to say, okay, now I want to buy it, but I want 30 days, we won't give it to you. But good, but at least, if you're scared that he's playing with you, you could challenge, and you, let's say you have the money, so you don't have that problem of you don't need the 30 days, so then you have the right to do that. So why didn't the Yad Ramah say that as a masla? I don't know, but I say that's not enough of a masla. I don't know why. Right, but that's war because you have no right to Israel. Okay, fine. Fair enough. All right. Now, let's continue in the Smay as another Chiddush. When the Nitva...
He can change
his mind on day 30. As long as the money wasn't there... Good.
Then he comes on day 30 and he says, you take it, you bring the money.
Then the Nitva changes his mind and tells the Tevei to take it. He could do that.
Okay, so does the Tevei get not 30 days?
Tevei never gets 30 days. Right.
So and then when he changes his back mind, does he lose his 30 days?
L'chayra now is Ishtemutik HaMishlamet. Now here you catch him, but L'chayra, the second in the middle you change your mind and you told him, take it yourself, so L'chayra...
If I'm allowed to change, then there's no Ishtemutik HaMishlamet.
No, you're allowed to change, Beseda, but I'm showing you that you don't need this man, because you start off, you showed, I didn't need... I hear the question. I'm not, I don't have a right. I hear it's a gayness. I hear. So that would be the eighth. The eighth is to say first you want the 30 days, so you protect yourself, then tell him good, see if you can come up to the money, and then go back and say you want your 30 days. I hear the plan. You need to be a going for that. Okay. I'm not sure that's true, because the second, maybe when you broke that in the middle, you said good, maybe you lost that. Now if you come back, it could be ishtemutik HaMishlamet. All right. Zok, you see where the arrow, the hand is in the sma? Like a couple of lines later, the cost of oid, the afilut is another chiddush. The afilut toyin hateveya va'im loygdei hanitva mehashta ulabasa shloishim yaim. Let the nitva be coin it right now, and I'll give him 30 days. What? Loygdei means to be goided, to take it. Loygdei, let the nitva take it mehashta. Right, the nitva says I want it, but give me 30 days to come up with the money. So today it says, you want 3 days, no problem, because in tahayit. But let's put your money where your mouth is. Let's make a kinyan right now that you're going to come up with the money within 30 days. And if you don't, then I already own it from now. Don't drain me out. I'm doing a good argument with you now. You need 30 days. I'm willing to wait. But let's make it serious. Let's make a kinyan right now that if you come through in 30 days, it's yours now. If you don't come through in 30 days, then it's mine now. I don't want to have to deal with you in 30 days from now when you don't come up with the money. If he doesn't come up with the money, then I should own it for now. We do not listen to the Teveya's request. We don't reckon with such a request. I feel... Now that's Lama Freya. We mean that's Lama Freya.
Not Lama Freya. Now it becomes.
Now, like, well, money. You can't be now if you don't come up with money. So.
30th day, then if it didn't come up with money, now it's today it has.
Now means a day 30 or day one?
Day 30.
Oh, day 30. So he's saying even bought. Meaning he want it now. That shouldn't be, I really want to own the shutfas now. I want to have it now. And he says, no, that's not a good time. No? And I feel a shovik master zuzi bevedina, even if today escrows the money in Bezin right now. So I'm covered. You don't have to wait for me, right? Some suggested here escrow. I'm covered. I put my money in Bezin. I want to buy it now. I'll give you 30 days. But if you don't come up with the money in 30 days, then it's my freya mine now. So there, no. Elawat, Eloyavi, Anitva, Mois, Lachalam, Adyim, Chazadin, Lushal, Gudu, Yigit, Kimikara. If the Nitva can't come up with the money in 30 days, so at 30 days from now, then you do good on good, and then you buy it. And then the Nitva won't get a second 30 days, because he already had that chance and he blew it. It didn't work. But you don't, you can't force this. Why can't, look, it's a good sfera, why shouldn't you? So I saw the Yadram. Yeah, but I really want it now. I want to own the shutfas now. And then maybe then you'll drake up and, you know, till it happens, till we'll go, I have to come back to Bezdin. It's a process. The Yadama inside says, is it cause Lamatinu, cause every time we give a nitva Zman Bezdin, Lamadoim, we never force a nitva to be makna his nechasim right now on the tzad that he doesn't come up with the money in Lamadoim. We don't do that. We have to step back a bit, give him breathing space, and allow him his 30 days, his chance, and then after 30 days, then we'll deal with him. That is the Yadama.
How much time do you give the nitzvah to have the decision?
How much time?
You give a nitzvah to give the yogi decision.
Right, immediately.
You have to answer on the spare of the moment?
But he could ask for 30 days. Right. So he could say, well, his Kozman is no kinyan, so then he can go back and forth, back and forth. So in theory, he is thinking about it for 30 days. Right, right. Right. Today, what we do is we always tell, and we put in contract standard that any party, any partner wants to make good argument, he has to give an advance notice to the other party. And we usually put in a 30 days advance notice. Give me 30 days to deal with it. You shouldn't hijack him the day after the chasen. He just married off his child last night. He just come home 4 a.m. from the mitzvah times, and now, oh, 9 o'clock in the morning right now. I know you're bankrupt, you just paid the caterer. Right now, we're doing a good argument. No, we allow a 30 days advance notice.
The contract,
then that will be a lock, right? You can't tie it. And that's Lukari ample time, Lukari, for him to organize his finances to be able to compete properly in the good argument process. All right. Fine. That now comes along. The Pamoini Zav, this case was, I just want to cause it a case, the case was that the Nitva asked for Lamed Yoim, then the Teveya says, oh, Bezoi, you're asking for Lamed Yoim, let's do the Kinyan now, that if you don't come through, I want it now. And the Yad Ramah says, no, you can't ask for that. So the Pamoini Zav, that's only when the Nitva was Mavakish to Zman, to bring the money in 30 days, and that the Gura Ogut should take place in 30 days. The breakup of the shutvis will be in 30 days. The nitva will take over the partnership in 30 days. So in that case, when the Teveya is that he wants to make this kinyan now, we tell the Teveya, no such request, you can't ask for such a thing. But if the nitva says, I want a good ogid now, and I'll do the kinyan now, I want to take over the partnership now, but I'll pay in 30 days, then the Teveya has a right to ask, oh, you want to take out the partnership now? But say, that's, I also want to take out the partnership now. Let's make a kinyan that if you don't come through in 30 days, then I will own it right now. You want it right now? Then I have a right to ask it for right now. If you only want it in 30 days, I got to step back and wait for 30 days. But if you want it for now, then I have a right to ask for it now as well. And Minasrara, you could say, Stamazoi, the Tavei doesn't have to be Nitva Tali V'Koy and wait for the Nitva to default on his payment, right? I don't trust the Nitva. So the Tavei could tell him altogether, I want to back out for such a deal, I'm not interested in a good organ. So we allow to be a little more even-handed, we tell the Tavei, we tell the Nitva, if you want to make the Kinyan now, I'm going to ask to pay in 30 days, and you got to give the Tavei the same chance to make the Kinyan now to pay. So if you don't come through with the money, the Tavei will have the money. And he touches up at Chubis Mishpatim Yeshar Machelik Aleph Tav Chav Gimel. In the Parmanizov, it's a Tay Sefer, but it's really in Tav Chav Gimel like that. That in such a case, then the Tavei will have a right to ask for it. All right. Sorry.
What's the difference of the Kinyas from now to the Kinyas?
When do you take over the Shutfis? Do you take over the Shutfis now? Who's going to get all the profit of Shutfis in the next 30 days? You or the Shutfis is going to get it?
I understand this, and I've come into the Dina, but why?
No, here is the Nitva is only asking for regular Zman Bezin. So we have to give him breathing space, Peseyta. But now the Nitva is asking for more. The Nitva is saying, I want the Kinyan now just to pay in 30 days. So the Nitva says, Peseyta, so let's do a Kinyan now and give me the same chance. If you don't want to take over the Shittas now, you want to Lama Jerim, okay, I have to give you that time. But if you want to take over the Shittas now, so give me the same opportunity. A Kinyas for that. That's what the Adama said. Why? Because we don't find any time when a guy asks for Zman Bezin that we force him to make the Kinyan now. We don't find it. Bezin doesn't depress him so much. He doesn't really say sorry. He just says, we don't. So if we don't, so we don't do it over here too. All right, one more quick hello. Yeah. Right, because I figure I withdraw. Not only that, if the Tavei says good or good, and then if it says good now, the Tavei could withdraw his claim. Until there's a Maizik Kinyan, either side could always withdraw his claim. So he could always withdraw.
If the Nitzah says I want a Kinyan today, I need to mount room for 30 days, and if he doesn't pay after 30 days, go to or it's a regular code.
And what would the Tavei answer to that?
Asking.
And Tavei's masking? So that
he doesn't come up with the money.
So if he just makes, I'm going to pay, so then it won't be mevatel mavrei. If he makes it mitzvah, depending what he says. If he says, I'll make it predicate tonight, that if I don't come up with the money, then it's yours, then he could do it like that. The Tevei has a right to ask for that. Because the Nitzvah says, I want it now to pay in 30 days. So the Tevei says, so let's do a kinyan, but tonight, that if you don't come up with the money, it should be mine. He has the right to ask for that. Yeah. But now then he's giving the Tevei the upper hand. It's not a good answer. Right, then the other guy's going to take it. Then he's giving the Tevei the upper hand. Till now the Nitva has the upper hand. He could choose. If he flips it around, now his mamish, he gave over the schus to the Tevei to decide. He's not going to want to do that. Tevei was going to take it.
No, but he's not going to take it. He had a chance to take it.
No, he didn't have a chance. Tevei offered good organ to the Nitva.
The Nitva said, I want it.
Right, so the Tevei never had a chance. He gave the option to the Nitva, and the Nitva took the option for himself. He never had that. Tevei really wants it. And if you give him the option, he's going to take it. Okay, one more quick halakha. I really want to finish the siman tonight. Before we go to the next sif, the Yad Ramah says that if the Nitva says, I want a Kinyan now, because I'm afraid that if I don't have a Kinyan now, and I'm going to sell my assets to raise the funds, by the time 30 days come around, and then I'm going to come to Bezel with my bag of money, then the Tegevei is going to withdraw and say, oh, I changed my mind, I'm going to be a Gachtek Tzoras. Well, I liquidated my properties for nothing. So then the Nitva has the right to insist, I want to do a Maisa Kinyan now that the Tevei won't back out. The Yad Ramah says that the Tevei or the Nitva could always back out of a deal. If the Nitva says, I want Zman Lamajayim, but I also want to do Maisa Kinyan now that should be Chal, that the Tevei cannot back out, and I will have the schus of Agud, because I don't want to be in this rut, that I'm going to liquidate assets, trying to make myself crazy, take out loans, and raise the money, and all of a sudden you're going to stick me and I have nothing, I have a right to do that. But that was a Parmanizov's case, that if the Nitva is for such a thing, the Tevei is back. Okay, Bezeda. But if you don't come up with the money, then it should be mine. But you have that right to do it. Okay, let's move on, Rabbi Zayt, to Sif Tez Zayin. It's a Kinyan Nechevitz, Lechayr. I mean, we could do either one. You could do a Kinyan now that should be Chal now, or a Kinyan that should be Chal Lach Lam Yom, but you can't be Chayz in between. And the Shach suggests making a Shvua.
Give me a Kenyan that's high, but you're not going to back out.
Fine.
Why,
and I can have
it.
So
why
good.
Do you have the right to counter it? And if not, it's mine. What do you want if not, it's mine?
Oh,
if not, it's
oh
mine.
And give it, that should be Kal Akal Amajim, you mean? Bekal only Lakal Yamim, and I won't be Chayza. And if you come up to. Yeah, but if you don't
come
up.
With the money, then it's a regular good
argument. Oh, you don't come home? Then I'll do a good argument then. Oh yeah, maybe. If you're not asking for the kinyan now, then would the Pamani Zav say his halacha or not? That's what you're asking. I hear.
If he's telling him, I want it now, I want the kinyan to be hal now, I'm an aslachli, then he has a right to counter it.
Mask him. I hear you, Chajun. Mask him. All right, let's do the next halacha. Sifta Zayin. Heiko de'ein din chaluka. If there's no din chaluka, v'yesham yisaimim gedolim uketanim. Unfortunately, Rabbi said it happens, I can't say often, but this is like a real mess. If chulila v'chas, if a partnership ends up with yisaimim, it's a very sticky situation, and that's why we try in all partnership agreements, we try to address it mitchila, that chulila v'chas, if one party reaches 120 sooner than he thinks, then we're going to carve out an exit strategy to not have to deal with the Yizayman. He could sell off his partner's chelik, the deceased chelik. He could just make the Yizayman silent partners. We have to deal with it, because if not, then you're really in a mess. Now you're dealing with a partnership with Yizayman, and now look what's going to happen. They want to break up, and you're not going to be able to. Look, heka dein din chaluka, v'yesham Yizayman gadelim akutanim, v'agadelim reitzim laklik, and the gadelim want to out, some say, we'll make an apotropis, and you could do good agad. You could insist, the gedolim could insist on a good agad. However, the yeshayman deloy shaykh be same good agad. She'ain apotropis rishay limkor chelkam. Good agad is be saydai a mekor chomemkar. Right, we once had a shaila, it's good a chaluka or mekor chomemkar. It's a mekor chomemkar. So basically, it's a sale. Apotropsim do not have a right to sell off assets of Yisayman. They have no right. So then they're stuck. You cannot do a good agad. Oh, we're going to get to it. Bar mitzvah might not be enough. We're going to see in a vault. You're going to be stuck. You cannot do good agad. So when you have a case of Yisayman, Ketanim, we're going to be stuck. There is no, and now it's 2 days. The Knesset the Ramajdam and the Mashmois Rana Knesset Gedolah brings down that we go with the second day. The second day is the rush. We go with the shita that there is a petropis cannot do a good agud for Yisaimim. Why chaluka could you do? And the Mashmoy says you could do chaluka, right? Very good. You have a good diyik here. It says heka dein din chaluka. It says a chaluka you could do. It's mafushon halach and reish pay tes that you could do chaluka. It's because chaluka is not a seal, depending how the lund is. Let's say we go to extreme the Ramah that you could do chaluka ide goyrol. All chaluka is doing is we're ascertaining two equal halves or two equal parts, and now what you're doing is you ide goyrol that the Yisayman will win his chelik and the gedolim will win their chelik. That's not a mecha chomemka type of a din. We're just determining. It's a break. We're just sort of we're determining which is the chelik that belongs to the Yisayman. So a chaluka you could do certainly ide goyrol without a goyrol is makleik as Yisayman. Yeah, but that's not, so chaluka you could do aidei goyrol, for sure, but good or agud you cannot do. Now let's go back and let's make another diik, which were you raised. What happens if they reach bar mitzvah? So the Machabe says a lashon gedolim uketanim. Now there's a halach in Reish Lamed Hei Sif Tes. Reish Lamed Hei talking about the inyonim of cotton. A cotton has das for certain things, when they have a gil, when they reach a certain age, and they're, let's say 10 years old, they're smart, they could do certain things, push if they don't have a father. If they have a father, or they're not so bright, or then they can't even do that. So if they're under 10, they can't do that. So then, you have to wait till they're gedolim. Once they hit Yud Gimel, they're bar mitzvah, Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov, so now they could deal and sell metaltalim. When it comes to karka, then it depends. If it's karka that they themselves bought, so they were enough to wheel and deal and appreciate the value of karka, so then they could sell the karka too. But if it's karka that they got biyerusha, they cannot sell the karka until they're 20 years old. And the reason why is we're afraid that they don't truly appreciate the value of karka. They're not yodeh betiv masa umatan. And memela, you show them a little money, they'll run with it. They see green, they love dollars, so they'll have sitting on the car $500,000. You tell them they're giving $200,000, their eyes are rolling, $200,000, they never heard such a large sum in their lives. They'll grab it, and now they lost to Hain Rav. They sold off $500,000 piece of land for $200,000. So as a protection for them, there is no mechira. They cannot sell until they're 20 years old. Apotropis doesn't pass, because we'd never put an apotropis for a gadol, only for a cotton. So you don't put an apotropis. So now, until they're 20, they can't sell.
So let's say they start apotropis when they're young. The apotropis go...
But yeah, once they're 13, they graduate, Baruch Petrani, and they move on. They're off. Pashtis. There are exceptions to the rule, but Pashtis, that's the case. So now, what happens if you have an 18-year-old, he's bar mitzvah, but he's not 20 years old yet, and now he yashin this piece of land. We're talking about these assignments. They just yashin this piece of land. So now, what happens if they want to do a chaluka? So that is Ramah. The Ramah Reish Pei Tes, if Aleph says, Kol she'ugiyu ha-ketanim liyid gimushanim, yecheilim lachloik ba'atzmon, they have a right to do a chaluka. The chaluka loy havi kimecher. Chaluka is not like a mechira. This takonus, chazal, that they prevented them from making any mechira doesn't apply to chalukah. Chalukah doesn't have a shame mechira to it, and therefore you could do chalukah. That is Ramah. So chalukah we're good. That's if it's something which is chalukable, right? If it's divisible. If it's yesh bei kedei chalukah, we have a simple eitza. What happens if it's ein bei kedei chalukah? And they're 18 years old. And now they want to do a good agud. Could they do a good agud? Now, good agud is like a mechira, be a sidai. And mechira, they can't do till they're 20. So could they do a good agud? What's the shayla? Comes along the Chuvis Uryan Tulisai, Simen Ayin Aleph. And he says that he's mechadish, that they could do good agud when they're 13. He's medayik from the mechava. The mechava says, Yisayimim, Gedolim uketanim. Which ketanim are we talking about? Mechab is talking about an apotropis. And now we only do an apotropis up to 13. So Vais says we're talking about ketanim that are under 13. Memelo, Vais toys, had the ketanim been already 13, they would be gedolim, and they could do good or agud. Otherwise, Mechab should have said till they're 20. Vais toys, that they could do good or agud. Aye, they now let it do mechira. So here's the plan. Plan is, if you remember, in Sivov, we paskin that in order that no one should take an advantage of the other partner, you can never say good or ogud, pachas mishavyev. So you always need to get a bezin to make a shuma to make sure that it has the real value. So since the whole good or ogud process is always relies on the shuma's bezin to make sure that neither party is being gypped, so the whole shash that we're afraid that this cotton's going to sell off the property at a loss doesn't apply, because there will always be a shumas bezin to make sure that it's not pachas mishavyav. Memela, the cotton is always protected. So the gzeiro, takana, chazal, not to allow a cotton to wheel and deal and sell, doesn't apply to the process of good or agin. Memela, he paskins that a cotton could do good or agin. I said, zok to Uryan Talisai. A cotton, I don't mean a cotton, I mean a cotton who is already 13. Means even though he's under 20, he could do a good or agud. As well as Dr. Uryan Tulisai. The Aruch HaShulchan and Reish Peites says the same thing in Sif Hei, but without the lumdus of the Uryan Tulisai. He just says, Ramah says, you could do chalukah, who would then you could do good or agud? Seems from the Aruch HaShulchan, that's not this lumdus, otherwise he should have said it. It seems he just holds that good or agud also has a shame chalukah to it. If you recall, Rabbi Isai, way back when we had a shayla, if good or agud is a din chalukah, or if it's a din mekoch or memkar, and we brought a number of rishonim whose match is mekoch or memkar, Yad Raman a few places, some gedolei rishis yeshiva said some machloikas rishonim, we had a machloikas rashbash and aruch hashulchan, if you could do a good or agud on individual partners. If let's say we have three partners in the mix, and one Reuven tells Shimon good agud, but Levi just on the sidelines, does that work or not? And the Rashbash, and we had Raiz Rishain, it's posh that we could, but there was a Shita's Aruch HaShulchan that said you can't, because you need to have everyone. Just, you know, Chalukah, you have to have everyone. So do good agud, you have to have everyone. Which we will medayik a shtickle, that the Lamdas Aruch HaShulchan seems that he learned that good agud is a Chalukah de Gedin. It's instead of cutting the assets 50-50 quantitatively, I guess, we do it qualitatively. We'll do it. You'll take the the underlying asset, and I'll talk the underlying value of the asset. So it's like sort of a chalukah. You're left with the guf, and I'm left with the mumin of it. But it's a chalukah de kedin. If in kinim adram, that which tim with achashukin and reish peites, that good augur is a din chalukah to it, and chalukah chazal allowed for katanim, because leirotzu chachamim to lock in a cut until he's 20 years old, to be locked into a shutfis, not to do a chalukah. Mamel hu adin good augur he could do, because good augur is just like chalukah. So now you have an urian to lisayin or achashukin, and both say that you could do a good augur once you hit 13, less, even though you're under 20 years old, perhaps for different reasons, but they both hold you could. However, la halacha, we don't go like that. Halacha is mefurush tshuvas marish dam kadmainim choishem mishpat reish lam medvav, and the tshuvas toris chaim that's a marachash in chelik aleph simin yud ches, that they say lehedjo, that under 20 years old there is no good agud, nothing doing, because you have to be 20 to sell. You're not 20, you can't sell. That's it. And now, let's play this out, Rabbi Say. And now you can't even give an apotropis bishlam if you be under bar mitzvah. No, like some sheets, we could chaper in an apotropis. But once he's bar mitzvah, lekuliyam, he can't even get an apotropis in. Because ledeknani lo mekmina, we don't set up an apotropis for gedolim. So the second he hits 13 years old, even the first sheet, the whole, you're stuck for another 7 years. You're stuck till 20, because he can't do good argid. He doesn't have any debative mass on that, and he's not smart enough. Apotropis can't do good argid. That's it. We're stuck in there for till he's 20. It's very important. We're 20 and under 13, exactly. And this middle, the teenage years, the machav is not talking about. Exactly. Correct. I means not like the oriental says dik in the machav. Correct. And as that's how we go, and there are chai passings like that as well. Mashmoy is like that. And other chuvas is the Mirash, Ganazi, and Simon Yigimon Yadalid. There are others, mashmoy is like that as well. Alright, Beish Shleimim, perhaps in Kaish Mishra, then the Kufyud Beis. Maybe Olay Plug, Derek Shai suggests that, very good. Olay Plug type of Asara, good. Could be other side, he said that even by a good auger, that basically make sure you get the minimal amount that's not Pakhar Shav. There still could be that Mekakesh Zuzi, he still, if he was smart, he'd hold out. There's still an Indian why to protect him. All right. One more on this case. We pass him, remember, we go with the Rosh Pashas, that we don't do good augur, even at the apotropis. However, there are exceptions to the rule. The reason why we don't do it, the apotropis doesn't have a right to sell off Yusayman's money, is because we'd rather have the katanim have the asset. The asset will be kaim lad, or kaim for a long time. It's better for the katan to have the asset, rather than to have the money. The money might be stolen, might be lost, might be poorly invested, whatever it is. So it's better for him to have the item. That is actually, it's the Rosh. The Rosh, when he says this, he says, the Chashinu Shem Yignevu Amois or Yoivdu. This is Sman Reish Petesikon. He says that Svara, the Taz over there, comes up with his own Svara, and he says that the reason is because maybe the Apotropos will pick the bad choice. I mean, when the cotton, the Yasim grows up, he'll tell the Apotropos, you said good, I should have said all good. Or you said all good, I wanted good. You know, he'll have picked the other choice, so that's why the Apotropos can't do it. All right. A new pshat. Fine. But there are going to be exceptions to this rule. The Rosh said the reason why you don't do it is because it's not a good idea for the Ketanim, because it's better to have the asset. And Mela Zokhtin Yisivis and Reish Peites of Kotten Aleph, that if Bezin sees that there's a Te'elis for the Yisayman to do a good or all good, then yes, then we will allow an Apotropos to do good or good for the Yisayman. For the Ketanim. Because just like a Bezin could sell off properties of Yisayman for their Te'elis, so then they could do a good agud for their Te'elis. And Bemis is a Mufusha Ritzvon, a Muki Yosef in Yavam, a Samek Zayin Amid Beis. He says, the Lashon, Kolecha Dika Pseidi Liyasmi, slightly different case, but whenever there's a Pseidi for the Yisayimim, Yavilu La Petropsim Rishus Lamaflik Bedina the good agud. It's much more like that in the Lavush over here. The Chuzim and Ashkenazi is much more like that as well. There's one more case where we'll allow an apotropis for Yisayimim, and that the Erech HaShugim Ridan, Tzvi Levi Shainim, and that is if you played a shtickle. Let's say you have two partners, and one partner smells out the other, it's not going 100%, and he realizes that the other partner is about to do a takeover, and he's going to just, tomorrow I'm going to get as money for a bezdin for a good argid. So today what I do is I write off my chelik to a cotton, or to a person who I know, to a yosim. I'll write off my chelik to a certain yosim, and I'll stick my partner. Now my partner has another 15 years before he could find a good argid till this kid grows up. yeah, I have a deal with this Yassim, you know, an internal deal. It's not a problem. But like this, I'll fix his wagon. Zakt the Rishayim, oh, you're playing a game with the pawn. If we see that you're doing this just lahavriach, the good augur, then we will set up an apotropis for the Yassim and allow for a good augur. That's another exception to the rule. It means you can't use this halakha, manipulate, you know, play the shtickle. You do that, then we'll play a shtickle back to you. Sorry? Yeah, but once he's a cotton, he's a cotton. Bamach Master works. I know, but that, we had the Svara Bamach Master when we had, we're going from one to two. But if he's allowed by Das to sell, so what, he's Bamach Master. But the mice is allowed by Das, so it won't work. So therefore we say, oh, but we're going to set up an apotropis for him. Alright, Rabbi Isaac. Sorry? To a 14-year-old, well, still, if you're doing that only lahavriach, then bezin will be the opposite. That means bezin is a right. The bezin sometimes the eis hatzorich has a right to walk in. Pashtis. In that case, bezin will do the same check. I hear.
So what do you mean
by
first
exception? The what? There are exceptions. There are times the bezin will set up. It's rare, but that might be a case. All right, Rabbi Sai, let's go Barai and Sifyut Zayin. I know we have only a few minutes left. Sifyut Zayin, there's not much here. Zakt the Machaba, it's really a shtiku chazaris this year. Zakt the Machaba, loinema din gura ogid bedalam amishapirik masa, which we already had early on, I believe it was in Sifches, that you can't do good ogid if we have two houses in one chatza, and you want to do good ogid on the entire chatza, you can't, because how am I going to get into my house? And even if you allow me to get into my house, but I need the four amis in front of my doorway, to when I come home with my packages, my groceries, I have where to put down my packages and be masada to get into my house. Or they had two houses, or the shittas will split the house, whatever it is. But you have to allow me a dalar amis of pirik masa, in front of my doorway. So you could do good or good on the rest of the chatzah, but not the dalar amis, it's right out to my door. And who I didn't, you can't take good or ogud on the land that I need as a entranceway to my house. You're going to do good or ogud on chatzah, and this is the only way to get into my house. How am I going to get into my house? I lose my whole house. I fly? I have no way to get in. So that's not a good or ogud. You can't do that. It has one way to get out, straight into Rishus Rabim. That's not a favorable entrance way for me, because I can't do Pirik Masa Matan there. Well, I should unload and do more of my packages with Shus Rabbah in front of everyone. The Lavush is Maisiv, and the Shus Rabbah won't even let me do that. We're going to block up with Shus Rabbah. You know, hold up the buses right now. I have to deal with my packages. 1 second. You can't do that. So you have to allow me a favorable way, a way to get into my chotza, and a way to have a proper Dalaramas of Pirik Masa Matan, of Masa in front of my house. That is the Halacha Memela. Not much right here, Rabbi said. Really, there's more nyanim on that in Kufayim Beis about this din of Pirik Masa, the Dalaramis. But that's the halacha. Just a chazoris hashir and the simmer. It was a geshmaka simmin. I just want to make a chazoris hashir. If you wind yourself up with a partnership, what are the different methods to get out of this partnership? And just to give you bekedima, you know, what's the first way, second way, third way? And obviously, if you don't like any of these ways, then l'chadchila, contractually, you have a right to override them. L'chadchila, you should structure a partnership, the contract, to choose different ways. If you don't want good or good, then say so at the beginning. But in absence of any contract or any discussion, these are the basic five ways of chalukah. One way is, if you have a chalukah shava keneged, you have two items, the two exact tape recorders. You take one, I take one. So it's a perfect chalukah. Then you'll have a chalukah in one item. You'll split it into two, which is also a form of chalukah. Then you'll have, whenever there is shaykh chalukah, you cannot do good or agud. But if it is not divisible, then you could do good or agud. That's a third way, good or agud. One party yes, the other party sets a price. If you recall, many Batei Din, we just do an internal auction, but it is a form of a good or agud. That's a third way. There's another break off of that good or agud. If you recall, we could do a harkava, a hybrid of a good or agud together with chaluka. For example, um, We had a chotza that on part of it will do, you'll take a certain amount of feet of the chotza, I'll take a certain amount of feet, and on that extra part, we'll do good agad only on that extra part. Then you'll have chalukas ravachim will stay b'shutzis, but just will split up the profit. And then we have chalukas hazmanim, which is time sharing, which let's say it wasn't good, it wasn't divisible, so you don't do a regular chalukah, and let's say we don't want to do good or good, so what we'll do is chalukah zazmanim, you'll take it every week, and I'll take it the second week, and we'll trade off weeks, or trade off days, or trade off months, and the Mechaber said, the time period is whatever is considered the normal time period for such a thing. Living in a house, you can't say, we're going to trade off days, where every day I'm going to move, you can't do that. So you give it a year at a shot. Every item according to the item. So those are the basic five. Whenever there's chalukah, the preferred method is chalukah. And absence chalukah, then we could do good agad or chalukah zazmanim. All right, Rabbi Say. A good avach. Have a good nzuma. A chag kosher v'sameach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.